Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
Everyone is very welcome, and we thank God for your lives. We have a word from the Lord today that is titled, The Story of the Ten Virgins. The Story of the Ten Virgins. A story that you all know very well, but let's read it together. It is taken from the book of Matthew, Matthew 25, and the verse is from 1 to 13. Jesus Christ is the one that told this story. He said, Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Let me repeat that. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Hallelujah. This is the conclusion of it all. At the end of this message, the Lord concluded by saying, Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. To God alone be the glory. That is the story. What is it? 10 virgins. We're told that they were going to meet the bridegroom. So, 5 were described to be wise and the other 5 foolish. The wise, as the foolish, everybody has Islam. But the wise took oil, the foolish did not. A time came that as they were waiting for the bridegroom to come, it was announced in the middle of the night, at midnight, that he's coming. Everyone trimmed the lamp, and 5 foolish realized that they do not have enough oil. Told the wise, Give us some of yours. They said, No, we can't give you because we don't know how far we might wait, even though he's coming. But one thing that you can do, go and buy for yourself. They did that. They went to buy. When they were away, the bridegroom came, took the 5 wise away, and shut the door. The foolish came back, this time with the oil, knocking the door. Lord, Lord, openness. We are here. The Lord said, I don't know you. And the conclusion is that everyone and each one of us must be watchful, because we do not know when the Lord will show up. So we must be ready, because God, Jesus, can come at any time. I said Jesus because this whole story is all about Jesus Christ and the church. Amen? The virgins, said 10 of them, 5. Foolish, 5 wise. This story is not about anything else. It's all about the church and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So, if the story is not about anything else but about the church, it means that this story is talking about believers, not unbelievers. So this has nothing to do with someone who is not serving God. This is the people in the church. We're going to explain these scriptures. That will be the message of today. Nothing else. So breaking down Matthew 25 verse 1. Jesus Christ said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. So, kingdom of heaven be likened unto, meaning that this is how heaven works. It is hard for us to understand the principles of the kingdom of God. So, in the form of a story, it is easy. People easily remember, you know, stories than trying to explain principles to them. So principles of heaven are being explained what through stories that Jesus Christ told. And one of them is just right here, this one. This is how the kingdom of God works. God took the example of 10 virgins. They took their lamps, took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. So the lamp here is definitely, we talk about the lampstand in the book of Revelation, but over here it is more about the Holy Spirit rather than anything else. Obviously, we are dealing with the church. Please let your heart be open. We are dealing with the church. But the coming to meet Jesus Christ, the church is what Christ is coming for. But the leadings of the people in the church to meet the bridegroom is through the Holy Spirit. Through this, we thank God that Jesus did not come at the time expected. Because if Jesus came, probably on time, where everyone has lamp and oil, you wouldn't have known who is foolish and who is wise. Amen? But the division is clear here. In the church, two categories of believers, two groups of people. A group is considered to be wise, and another group is considered to be what? To be foolish. So we are going to see more of the characteristics of the foolish, so that that is what we want to know. What is not pleasing in the sight of God, that is what we don't want to do. So more we know of what God does not like, it will help us to do the right thing, and our lives shall be definitely pleasing in his sight. So this is the foundation. Christ and the church being formed with believers. Nobody knows who is in the church, who is who. The fact that we come together does not qualify us to be children of God. Because Bible itself is saying that there are two groups of people in the church. One group is wise and another group is definitely foolish. God is not calling you foolish, God is not calling you wise. But you have to call yourself with one of these two identities, according to the way that you live your life. Or if you come to find out that your trend of life is very much close to one group or to another. But the Lord, at the end of it, he said you have to watch because you don't know when Jesus will show up. So the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamp. So chapter 25, verse 2 to 4, he said five of them were wise, repeating the scripture according to the explanation that I gave. Five of them were wise and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with the lamp. Okay. Everything is about the Holy Ghost. Everything is about the Holy Ghost. This is where, when we say that God is good, this is where I see the goodness of Almighty God. Because indeed, God does not want anybody to perish, for sure. The work of the Holy Spirit, one of the greatest ministry of the Holy Spirit is in the world, convicting people of sin so that they will come to the church. The church is not a hospital. The church is home. The church of Christ is not hospital. The church is what is home. Hospital, nobody lives in hospital. Hospital is built for the sick. Once they are healed, they are supposed to be discharged and let them go to their homes. But the church is a home. It's for the sick. When we come in, we remain sick, being gradually healed, and that is our home. So anyone who have not come to understand this, you are missing it all. So, you know, where do you want people to go when they have come to church, to the church, and hurt in the church? They have nowhere to go. They came from the world to the church. So, I just want you to know that the judgment of people in the church is fit to garbage. It is only the standard of God that you must look onto and making sure that this journey of life, you have a place that you call home. You have to make the church your home. You have to make the church your home because the owner of this house is the Lord. He said that the church is for Christ. I will build my church and the gate of hell shall not prevail. So this is not Pastor Charles' church. The church is not nobody's church. The church, if it is the church of Christ, then it is for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So much is going on in the church when people are offended by another believer in the church. They said, you know what? This whole God thing and church thing, let's forget about it. You didn't get it because you have forgotten that God himself had already categorized the church as two groups of people. If you come across a believer that is foolish, anything goes. In the church. So, you know, it is so easy to be distracted at this time. But how easily it is when you are already in the church, the place that you consider to be the house of the Lord, where hope of life must be coming from. When you are deceived by the things that someone would do, a believer, a brother, a Christian brother, a Christian sister would do in the church to you. If you don't have wisdom, you don't understand what is really governing this kingdom of God, you will run away from the church. Yet, it is your home. May the Lord give us that wisdom. Amen. It is not about them. It is all about you and the journey that you are making to wait for your bridegroom. Thank you, Lord. So now, verse 5 of Matthew 25. He said, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. So it is not only the wise that slept. The foolish also slept. Why? Because it wasn't time. The bridegroom is not here. So there is one thing about this story and the church itself. The church must be alert. The church must definitely be alert. Either you are wise or you are foolish. You must be watching. You must be watching. Because if Bible is calling the church a state of sleeping, or the church are waiting for Christ to come, and they are waiting on the Lord in their sleep, we might come to a point where we will miss it all. So the watching is something that every child of God, there is a way to sleep. The sleeping here is not a physical thing. Everything that we are talking about today is all spiritual. It's a spiritual journey. It's a spiritual journey. So once you are in the church, not the physical location per se, but has brought into the sheepfold of our Lord Jesus Christ, you want to make sure that you make this place your home, that whatever that you are called to do, you are watchful to make sure that those things are being established in your life. Hallelujah. So they were sleeping, and at midnight, verse 6 to 7, Matthew 25. At midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. I was saying something this morning at Sunday school. Matthew 12 was talking about these Pharisees, the religious people. They came to Jesus and they asked Jesus, they said, "Jesus, show us a sign. Give us a sign." And the Lord said, "Evil and adulterous generation, there shall not be any sign given to you except the sign of Jonah." And we understood that, oh, okay, the sign of Jonah. Jonah was 3 days in the whale's belly and 3 nights. This is exactly what is actually happened to, what happened to Jesus. Died 3 days, 3 nights in the grave, afterwards resurrected. And the Lord said that there is no other sign that shall be given but the sign of Jonah. So my question was like, okay, the sign of Jonah, who is it for? Is it for those religious people at the time that they were asking that question? Or we should also be seeing this sign as ours? I said this, you have to see this sign also as yours. Because the signs and wonders that are happening as criteria of the church today, it is not what the Lord is giving as sign for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There is a difference between the end time signs and you living your life repented and making sure that you are eligible to go with the bridegroom. There shall not be any other sign given except the sign of Jonah. None be given. So Christ is coming. We trim their lamps and we come to find out. The foolish ones, they said to the wise, verse 8 to 9, Matthew 25. "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to buy to them that sell and buy for yourself." Go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. Okay. We said that the lamps, oil, and all that representing the leading of the Holy Spirit, the children of God, they are led by the Spirit of God. So who is selling that lamb and the oil? They have the lamb, they don't have the oil. They said, "Go and buy for yourselves." Where should they go and buy? Isaiah 55, verse 1 and 2. The statement is this. "Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that had no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." Without money and without price. "Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, And eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Hallelujah. Give us this power and take the money. Do you think that the Spirit of God is for sale? He said, no. These things, you don't buy it with money. But go to where you can really receive it freely. Go to where you can really receive it freely. The Spirit of God is given to us that have come to be regenerated by our Lord Jesus Christ freely. Freely. So the problem is not the release of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit. Because everyone, foolish as wise, both have what? Lamb. And the Lamb representing the Holy Spirit. So what is this oil that they have to go and buy to keep the Lamb burning? So this is it. In the church, foolish groups of believers as wise groups of believers, both of them are given the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Everybody is given the Holy Spirit if you are in the church, meaning that you are in the Lord. Holy Spirit is not something that you should even pray for. Oh God, give me Holy Spirit. No. It is automatic package that you receive the moment that you have come to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to struggle with this. Last week, we preached a message about the Spirit filling. This is another thing. But as far as being born again and the release of the Holy Spirit, it is not something that you pray for, because this is what makes you a child of God, the Spirit that is in you. So what is it that they have to go buy about the oil, this oil? The book of John, John chapter 7 and the verses 37 to 39. The Lord said, let me read verse 38. He said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spoke he of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, which they that believe in him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Hallelujah. Okay, but our generation, Jesus is glorified. Our generation, the moment that you are born again, the Holy Spirit is given. From the book of Acts 2, that very day of Pentecost, everyone that will come to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have to struggle to receive the Holy Ghost. Now, so as I said it before, what is this oil thing is all about? I still continue in my readings. Revelation chapter 4 and the verses 5. Watch this. What is coming out of the throne of God? He said, out of the throne of God proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne. There were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Hallelujah. Which are the seven spirits of God. God has only one spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. But he's talking about the seven spirits of God. The seven spirits of God, talking about the Holy Ghost. These are the attributes of the Holy Ghost. Isaiah 11 and the verse is 1 to 3. The seven spirits of God, they are here. Isaiah said, when that spirit shall be given to the coming Messiah, Jesus, this is going to be the characteristic or the attributes of the working of the Spirit of God in this man. He said, there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, talking about the coming of Jesus Christ, and a branch shall grow out of his root. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Jesus. That Spirit of God that is going to rest upon him, there are seven things that you will notice happening in this man's life. The Spirit of wisdom, he shall operate in that with that Spirit. The Spirit of understanding, Christ shall operate with that spirit. The spirit of counsel, Christ shall operate with that spirit. Might, he shall operate with that spirit. The spirit of knowledge, he shall operate with that spirit. The spirit of the fear of the Lord, he shall operate with that spirit. And the spirit which shall make him of quick understanding of the fear of the Lord, he shall operate with that spirit. That makes it seven. And he shall not judge according or after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Hallelujah. These are the attributes of the Holy Spirit. And this Holy Spirit, when he is given, freely given, so when you have become a child of God, and this Spirit is at work in you, then these seven attributes must be found automatically in you, because that is what the Spirit is meant for. But I said one thing about God is that God is never going to force his will on nobody. As much as the Spirit of God has been given you, you who is way greater. He said, you are not believing in the sign of Jonah, but I'm telling you, there is one greater than Jonah that is here, talking about he himself, Jesus Christ. The least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. No signs and wonders, just delivering the word of God. Repent. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And the Lord said that, if we are to wait for the coming of the Messiah, if tomorrow, we said it, you were announced in the middle of the night, midnight, the bridegroom is coming. Tomorrow we are telling you that Jesus Christ is coming. And matter of fact, Jesus is coming 9 o'clock Central Time. He said, and everyone shall see him. So we all go out and we start looking around. Everybody shall see Jesus. So, okay, the point is, and so what? Christ is coming, and so what? Christ is coming and you are going out at 9 o'clock to meet him, and so what? Is it because of the event of the coming of Christ that this man is coming from the sky? This is what you want to see, or there is more into the coming of Christ for you? There shall not be any sign given except the sign of Jonah. So if you are looking for another type of sign to keep your Christianity going, you are being deceived. Because Christ himself said that there shall not be any other sign. The people of Nineveh, their characteristic, he said that these people, they shall judge you. Because at the reception of the word of God, they repented. But you, the Son of Man has come, glorified. Holy Spirit has been given. And you are playing with the heavenly resources that has been impacted in your life. Everything about our Christian journey is all about the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God the Father, God the Son, both of them, they are in heaven. Both of them, they are in heaven. The Holy Ghost, the third person in the Trinity, is the only one that is here with us, dwelling in you. And let me say this about the release of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to feel him. Matter of fact, you cannot even feel him, because the presence of the Holy Ghost is not feelings. The presence of the Holy Ghost in us is not about feelings. Because if the Holy Ghost is present in you and you come to testify that this Spirit of God is really in you, there are fruits that you shall see happening, transformation that you shall see happening in your life. So this whole story about the 10 virgins, 5 of them were, you know, wise, and other 5 were foolish. What makes them foolish? The fact that they did not take the oil. This is what makes them foolish. But for you and I, what is this story truly meaning for us? Not having oil. Not having oil in my lamp. What does it mean? By the way, the oil, we all know that it representing the anointing. He said, and the Spirit of God shall come upon him. And these are the attributes that we shall see of his ministry, of his life. So this story about the 10 virgins, if we come to find out that what the Lord is expecting you as a child of God, released to you the Holy Ghost, and you are not bringing forth the fruits, let me tell you, if tomorrow morning we say Jesus is here and you run out to see him, it will not profit you under any condition. It will be like any other event. Donald Trump is coming. You are going to see him, or maybe you will not go. So, this is my whole thing, is that we are a generation that is indeed standing on a better covenant. What does it mean? By the help that has been given to us from above, no one has any excuse of whatever that you are giving to yourself as an excuse. Give me some of your oil. I cannot give you. Go buy it for yourself. Go buy it for yourself. A time is coming when you will come to find out that you don't have what it takes to go in. You will be looking for it, but it will be too late. You will be looking for it because nobody is going to heaven without meeting the heaven requirements. The only condition to go in there is having the lamp and the oil. Both conditions might be fulfilled. But from the very beginning, the Lord divided the church into two. And God knows, and we all know this. The church is not the congregation that is sitting down here. The church is not the people that are located here in this building. The church is the joint of hearts. A heart that only God sees. Who is truly part of the church? I cannot tell. Because that is why he said, when the Holy Spirit is at work in you, one of the attributes that he shall not judge by what he sees and by what he hears. Because the judgment of God is a judgment of what man cannot see. That is what the Lord looks and judge. The heart. The heart. So at this point, where we are all looking into like, the coming of Jesus Christ, and there shall be wars here, there shall be that, and so what? You have so many news and stories and all that. But the point is, what are you doing about your own qualification? If you consider yourself awaiting for the Lord Jesus Christ because you are really, awaiting in repentance, and you keep struggling and yielding your areas of life into the leadership of the Holy Ghost for the Holy Ghost to help you. He says, Spirit-filled, my anger. Say, anger will not take you to heaven. As small as it might seem to be, it will not. Heaven says anyone who has that anger will not go. But that is why the Holy Spirit is also given, so that you come and say that, Spirit of the Lord, I know I have this anger. As much as you try to show to the church that you are spirit-filled. No, you are not spirit-filled. You are yoga-filled. You are controlling. You are burning from within. When someone step on your toe, the only reason why you don't raise your hand and stop the person is because you are conscious about the fact that you are at the church. But I'm very sure that if you go out there and there is no church member, there is no congregation, someone that you know, when they step on your toe, you will see the true you that is coming out. And that is exactly what God sees, not the putting on in the church. So let us not fake our service to God, because what you are faking, you are not faking it to nobody. Everybody is working on his own salvation. You are putting on of fake stuff in your fellowship with God. It's not taking you nowhere. Nobody should tell you at this time that, hey, the Lord is coming and put this together, put that together. He said the Spirit has been given in such a way that no one will tell you that go worship your God. The story of the 10 virgins. So everyone must just look into his life and start identifying the areas that are not glorifying God, and see how we can work with the Holy Spirit and for the Spirit of God to help us. You need wisdom, it is part of his attributes. Counsel, it is part of his attribute. They said that you have to do this, bring this before you can receive it. Bring money before this can be done. The Lord said, you are not buying this with money, but you will buy it with your sacrifices. You will buy it with your dedication of time. You will buy it with your seriousness about Jesus Christ. Come and eat. He said, eat. Eat the milk. Is it not the word of God? From the very beginning, we move from the milk to the strong meat. That is the word. How is it done? By the leadings of the Holy Ghost. Nobody can serve God outside the Holy Ghost. No one can serve God outside the Holy Ghost. So, what is not going to qualify these people not to enter? It is how they handle the Spirit given. How we handle the presence of the Holy Ghost in us. Thank you, Lord. And we continue. The bridegroom, he came. So in Matthew 7 and the verses 21 to 23, he said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works. Then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. This is what we were reading before. Matthew 25, 10 to 15. He said, while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready, they went with him and to the marriage. And the door was shut. After came also the virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open us. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Many will say unto me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils. In thy name done many wonderful works. Then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Could that be possible? That you'll be in the church. You are standing here with a microphone and preaching, calling upon the name of the Lord. And that day, the Lord will say that he doesn't know you. And matter of fact, he said, depart from me because you worker of iniquity. How can I be working iniquity? I prophesy in your name. I was doing signs and wonders in the church. And matter of fact, that is how we recognize the powerful man of God as of today. That is not a criteria. If you want to know one that is a powerful man of God, one that is truly called by God, it's not by signs and wonders. It is not by that. Because that one, everyone that is sent, the church itself, he said, the Spirit is given. When they go, these signs shall follow them. These signs shall follow them. I was casting out devils. Could you be in the church and be casting out devils and one day Jesus Christ telling you that he doesn't know you? You were casting out devils and Jesus does not know you. So how can you be casting out devils and Jesus not knowing you? The kingdom of God is not divided. If Satan's kingdom, one will come from Satan's kingdom and be casting out, you know, spirit of Satan, then it means that the kingdom of Satan is divided. But Jesus said, don't call me the Beelzebub, because you have to know that this is a principle. Darkness cannot cast out darkness. It is light that overcomes darkness. So how can you be standing preaching, casting out devils, and Jesus said he doesn't know you? Then with what spirit were you truly using if it's not the spirit of God? These are all profound questions that everyone and each one of us today, as of today, that is why we said it is not about that you should be leading to live your life unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You must be working on your land, little areas, how you talk to your husband, how you talk to your wife, your fellowship with people in general. Everyone must be watchful about how you handle your life. This is not about others. I said it before, that people's judgment are fit to garbage. But you come to a point to realize that this is my life, as we easily say that. But your life, making sure that your life is going according to the standard of Almighty God. Because man's judgment is not valid in the sight of God. It is only God's judgment that stands. So if you come to live your life and your life being judged by God do not qualify you to go to heaven, you have lost it all. And we all know that whatever achievement that we come to have in this world, it's all just for here. Amen? And that is the full deception that we are going through. It's like, as much as we are born and be doing so many things, we are always thinking that, oh, these things that we are doing, these are the purpose of life. These are not the purpose of life. You are living your life. You have built a house where you are living. Why do you think? You think God created you to be living in the street? Absolutely not. So the fact that you have a house, either small or big, and that cannot be your life achievement. It cannot. And it can definitely not be the reason of God putting you here. We have to be sensitive. He said we have to be watchful. So we are watching to what? Watching to see that, not to see the coming of Jesus Christ. Watching to see that when he comes, we will go. That's what it is. So, everything that we are doing in the sight of God, everything is counting. You are standing here singing at the choir, and your voice, people are falling under the anointing of your voice, yet your inner life is not qualifying you for Christ to open the door for you. Lord, it is me. I prophesied in your name. Can you be prophesying in the name of Jesus Christ and Jesus telling you, I don't know you, but you are using the name of Jesus? It's a clear indicative that it is not about they that call him Lord, Lord. But everything is about how you consider this journey of life and how you are making your days progress. So important. 25, Matthew 25:13. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. And Luke 18:8, he said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth. Hallelujah. I'm rounding up. Let me round up everything. I told you that I was going to explain the story of the 10 virgins. This is the story of the 10 virgins. The story of the 10 virgins is all about the Holy Spirit. The story of the 10 virgins is all about our salvation. If when the Lord comes, if we are going to be qualified to go, not awaiting for the signs of end times that we talk so much about. Talking about the sign of end time and not doing anything about your inner life will not help you. So many little things. Every attribute of the seven spirit of God, attributes of the Holy Ghost. The fact that you have the Holy Ghost, and if the Holy Ghost is not beneficial to you under any condition, Holy Ghost, I use my Holy Ghost to send fire to my enemies. Holy Ghost, help me to pray. Holy Ghost, watch over my night. Holy Ghost, But God said that, be careful, because there is more into this. There is more into what? Into the Holy Ghost. From today, I need you to start having a different perspective of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. He is the one that will help you to make it. He is the one through whom, when you knock, the Lord shall recognize your voice and open you. When he is not there, meaning that when the fruits of this Spirit are not seen in your life, you will not make it. You will not make it. Everybody will die. Everybody lives, everybody dies. We have people, rich man, they are living and they are dying. Poor, they are living and they are dying. So these things are not criteria of life to just for you to stand out there and be saying that I am living. What brings life to one is to gradually bringing forth check marks on areas that you know that these things are not glorifying God. And gradually, by the wonderful help of God, through the Holy Spirit, to help you fill that area, your anger against your husband, your anger against your wife, the way you treat people, gradually, that you come to have a victory over sin. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord bless his word in your life. Gradually, day by day, Sunday after Sunday, as we hear the word of God, it is all meant to transform us to a higher height unto God's glory. Please stand up. Eternal Father of glory, we glorify your holy name. We come before this mighty throne of grace. He said, where the Spirit, the seven Spirit of God, stands and proceed power to the earth for the people that are called unto his glory to live a life that testifies what the Son has come to do. May the Lord help you. May the Lord help your home. May your homes be filled with the Holy Ghost. May your life testify the goodness of God upon you. The release of the Holy Ghost in you, let it not be in vain. Work a work so that when time comes, the Lord shall know you and recognize you as one of his children. Not a foolish virgin, but a wise virgin. Thank you, Father, for your mercies upon our lives. In Jesus' name, we have given his word. Let's say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.